Shulchan Aruch Ner Chaim from the Tuf Lama Beis Nuch Pesach the Chara brings down the loss of the Bechus and Mitzvah B'digas Chometz. On Leil B'digas Chometz Or La B'Otza Night of Erev Pesach before B'digas Chometz we make the Baruch HaShem Gishon Gzis Sivon Al B'ya Chometz. The B'digas is the beginning of the beer. It continues the next day with the burning, but the B'digas is the beginning of the beer, and that's where we make the Bechus and Mitzvah of Al B'digas Chometz. And some of Gemara and Pesachim, and that's the Lachan Shulchan Aruch. And right, in Sif Beis, the Mechava continues, the Malbayis Reitza, if the Yamid Mivnei Beisi, it's Loi B'Shoshim Avarach. The Malbayis, the one who owns the house, is really Mechiv of the B'dika, once he could have the people in his house be around him while he makes the Baracha. The Yispazu Mivnei Ishpa Mekoyme, a smach Baracha Shabir Malbayis. And then they could spread out, he could send like each son, each child to go check a different room, they could share the work of B'dika's Chametz, al smach, relying on the Baracha that the father made. So Mogen Rams Medayik from this, that the Mechab is saying that each son, who's a chayr shliach mitzvah, the real chiv is on the father that owns the house, and each person that's helping him, who's a shliach mitzvah, does not have to make his own bracha because they're relying. The Mechab says, "Al smach bracha shabir bal bayis." They were yates to the bracha from the bal bayis. So the Mogen Rams Medayik from here, it's mashma that they didn't hear the bracha from the bal bayis. If it was just a shliach, he would also have to make his own bracha. A marshal, like we're talking about this recently also, if someone's out of town, he calls his friend to do b'dikas chametz for him in his house, be my shliach, check my house for me, that shliach also has to make a bracha. And the Magid Rambam is telling him this, this is the only place we find in Shulchan Aruch such a concept that a shliach mitzvah also has to make a bichas mitzvah. And the Magid Rambam asks, why? What's the reason? First of all, what's the makor in Shas? Where do we find such a makor? And what's the reason? The shliach mitzvah is not mechuyev to the mitzvah, he's just doing a favor. He's helping, he's not mitzvah in the mitzvah. The bracha is, the shliach mitzvah is mitzvah tzivonu, we were commanded to do this mitzvah. The shliach mitzvah is not mechuyev to do b'dikas chametz over here. This is the owner of the house is chiyev. Why is the mashman in Shulchan Aruch over here that a shliach mitzvah, if he wasn't yaitz to the bracha from the owner of the house, he would have to make his own bracha, because he would make his own bracha on that mitzvah, even though he's only a shliach mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says, "Muzman Zogin, Zoshin is Mikom Mokim Kavod Mitzvah." Why is on the first question? Why is there a bracha here? It's not his chiyuv. The answer is, it may not be his chiyuv, but he's doing a Maisa Mitzvah. He's doing B'dikas Chametz. He's creating a Chalois Yitzi of the Mitzvah. The Baal Bayis is Yitzi of the Mitzvah. With his action, the Baal Bayis, wherever he is, out of town, is being Yitzi of the Mitzvah. So a Mitzvah was being done over here. Since the Mitzvah is being done over here, Dr. Magen Avraham, that's the svar why a Shliach Mitzvah also makes a bracha. But we still need a bit of mokka in Shas, where we find such a chiddush that shliach mitzvah also has to make a bracha. So he says the mokka will be from Mila, and he doesn't say, but he means the Gemara in Shabbos that we know before, the Chosam Zayin and Beis. The one Shabbos says that when you give your son over to a moil to mal, the moil makes the bracha. The moil makes the bracha. Anyone that made a bris remembers the moil makes the bracha. Shekhan Chosivon Al Mila, and the mokka is saying the chayyus this moil is only a shliach mitzvah. The father makes it said, the different bracha we spoke about, Achlisi Bishavim Binu, but the main bechus mitzvah of Al Hamila, the moil makes. So this is, that'll be the mokki. You see from that, that's the only place in Shas we find the shliach mitzvah making a bracha, and that's how the Machabel went it out, the same thing by B'dikas Chametz. The shliach mitzvah also makes a bracha. On the side of the Magen Avraham, on the side of Shulchan Aruch, you have Hagoyis from the Dogma of Ava, that's the Nag B'Yuda. It's printed in the Shulchan Aruch. The Dogma of Ava is a kash in the Magen Avraham. He says, what's your mokka for this whole Indian Shas? What's your mokka that you have a shliach makes the bracha from Mila? His also says, Mimitzis being ein raya. For Mila's not raya. Shisham im ein ha'av, im ein ha'av mol, the father's not doing the Mila, chayav im bezdim only. L'chach ko echad yachol varach. He's asking, the Gemara says in Shas, in Kedushim, sorry, the Chavtes, that if the father doesn't mal, there's a chayav im bezdim, which means ko yisrael, chayav in everybody. So, over here the father's not being mal. So, since the father's not being mal, there's a chiyuv on Kol Yisrael. So, when the moil does the mila, he's actually doing his own mitzvah. That's why he makes the bracha of al mila. He's doing the bracha of he's doing the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael. So, maybe that's it. But how do you know by shliach mitzvah b'dikas chametz, with the person doing the b'dikas chametz has no shaychus to mitzvah, no shaychus to chiyuv? How do you know that he makes the bracha? So, when I saw this dogma of Ava, I didn't really understand his kasha. His kasha is that the moil is doing it after the mitzvah, but in chayyus, it's not true. When do you say there's a chiyuv al kol yisrael when there's no father? But yasam or whatever, the father's not here, he's an oinus, he cannot do it. But here the father is here. The father's standing here and he's telling the moil to do it. The chayyus, the moil is doing it, the mitzvah of the father. It's not the moil, it's not meeting kol yisrael, we didn't get to the second step. We're still in the first step. The first chiyuv is the father's. And the moil is doing it b'shlichus of the father. And that's a beautiful raya. So we see from here that a shliach mitzvah makes a bracha. What's the dogma of so kasha? The dogma of mitzvah is a pella. How can he say that the moel is doing it midin kol yisrael? That's when there's no father. When there's a father here, he's doing it, the shliach is the father. So I had this kasha also written in my sefer B'yachiz Vega on Chus Kivega Simim and Beis. It goes to Avazin and Simim and Beis. Kivega brought down this Mogen Avram. I'm not going to go into the whole Kivega again. We were learning it last week. But he mentioned this Mogen Avram and Agavucha. I wrote this kasha on the Dagom of Abba. So this is also when I sent the sefer to Agarim Chaim Pinevsky for Askama. He wrote back and he wrote about this kasha. He wrote text on this kasha. He wanted the answer, which to me was a bit chiddush. He wanted the answer. He thinks that the dogma of Rav is right. He said, "When do you say that the father is doing his mitzvah? That's by father that knows how to mal. When you have a father that does not know how to do mila, it's like he's not here. It's like there's no father. Since the father we know cannot do mila, even if he tried, in the meaning of this fact, that shaft to chiyav on Kol Yisrael. It goes to the next step. It's like the father's not here. If the father knows how to mal, he's doing it okay. That's chiyav on the father. But the father doesn't know how to mal." The main of that chiv goes on Bezdin v'chol Yisrael because it's maybe he's not here. He does not amal, so he doesn't count. That's what it's, and that big shot in the Dagmar of Kasha and the Mogen Avram is the main of by our case. The chayyur where the father gave us the mo, the father's not amal. The mo is not doing it midin shlichus. He's doing it midin the chiv of Bezdin v'chol Yisrael. It's a main. It's very good. The Mogen Avram. It's very good. The Dagmar of Kasha. So maybe that's why the mo makes the bracha. But you have no raya that a shlich mitzvah makes his own bracha. So nice to me is a bechidish, but afterwards I was learning and I saw in the Rush does this chidish. So Rush in Chulin pekisi adam simachas, the famous Gemara in Chulin that Pezayim, the Gemara says tan yidach shach v'chisa on the kasha on the mitzvah of the Torah kisi adam that when yishach b'chay on oif there's a mitzvah of the Raisa to cover the dam with afa. So the Gemara dash the Raisa dashins. The shavach chisa, misha shavach hu yichasenu. The chiyav of kisidam is on the sheichet. That's the third thing. The one that he has the chiyav of kisidam, not Sam and anybody else. The chiyav is on the sheichet. And the Gemara says, "Ma'is bechet sheshachet." It's ma'is someone shech the chayu and oif. The kodem chavei v'chisa. And somebody jumped in and threw off on top of it, and he chapped around the mitzvah kisidam. But chayvim gamliel leaping a yudzurim. Gamliel gave him a knas. Was the stock in the knas of 10 golden coins. So it seems to be a lot of money. And the Gemara ends off, the Gemara declares it was it scha mitzvah scha bracha. The person, the Baal Bayit, the owner, the sheikh, missed out two things. He missed making the bracha on Kisi Adam and he missed the mitzvah. And the Gemara ends off that the real knas is on the bracha, because the bracha was even a bigger loss than the mitzvah. Missing out the chance to make the mitzvah is a bigger loss. So the Ran and another Rishayin and the Shas says it also that the Gemara doesn't mean the knas was just on the bracha, it means it's also on the bracha. It was on the bracha. And the mitzvah. Maybe the bracha was the main part, but the zikha you're paying for taking away from him is mitzvah also. But Kapanri has such a knas in the Gemara that if you chap away someone's kisi adam, or any mitzvah, especially with a bracha, there's a knas from 10 zuvim. So the Rosh brings down a maisa that was in times of Yishayim, a maisa shalaya. The Rosh brings down a similar maisa, not about kisi adam, he brings down a maisa about mila. He writes, maisa be'echet shem lo moil echet shimos benoid. The maisa, someone was machaben a moil to mal his son. The kodem achalim umolai, and a different male jumped in before anyone knew what happened. The other male came and he mauled the kid. The tava rishon shom leav the male min hasheni aseres zehuvim. So the first male, one to nine, you stole my mitzvah, you stole my bracha also. You owe me 10 zehuvim, 10 gold coins. Who potter Rebbein Tam? The dintar came to Rebbein Tam. Rebbein Tam said he's potter, and the reason is because it's a gemara that says in Achayvul and Babakama that Feidal and Veis the chol midi unless bechson kis loyav dinu shuchasayu. Anything which is not mum and it's knas, it wasn't a real loss. This was a knas. The difference between knas and mum is and yamazik or you steal and the actual value, that's mum. But when something is a number which is not a real loss, that's called knas. And these yitzuhuvim is begedek knas. And knas we don't do in chutzlaret. And then the Rebbein Tam said, but the Gemara Baba Kama does say at the end of the first parak, im tofas lem of kinimine. Even today, if someone does something that is chayv knas, if you tofas it, you don't go to bed, you just grab it, you get to keep it. But the Rebbein Tam said over here, that won't help you either. Even if you agree from the guy 10 gold coins, you couldn't keep it either, for a different reason. So because he doesn't really owe it to you. So Rebbein Tam said, since the Ikka, even though we said the Knas is partly on the mitzvah, but since the Ikka Knas was on the Bracha, the Rebbein Tam told him, you heard the bracha, you heard the second male make the bracha, and you were able to answer amen. And you bring, he said over the Gemara brachas, and another day, God alone, amen, me'em mevarach. It's a bigger source to say amen than mevarach. So he's taka stole from you the bracha, but he gave you a chance to say amen. Oh, awesome. Very good. So the Madani Yamtif on the bottom of the Rosh, he has the kasha. Ibazoi, but he sees them also. Why did he have to pay him Yusufim? He took a chaf from him his mitzvah, he chaf from his bracha, but the sheikh was able to answer amen. So what do you want? Gold on amen. We let you say amen, the main thing. What? Very good. But the Santa way the Madani Yamtif says it. But then he also says it like this. He said, by Mila, it's done by Rabbim. By Mila, there are fizz, you make the bracha of a kol ram, so everyone could answer. But he sees them as a private mitzvah. People do private things, they make the bracha to themselves. They don't make the bracha out loud, but he's saying something. Why should he raise his voice? Who's listening? It's not the main of the anyone today. Everyone makes the bracha loud, people should make an omen. The Madani Yamtif says, make it's a personal bracha. Make it yourself. He says there's no reason to make it loud. I guess there has to be the bracha also. Without the bracha, then I don't know. It is, you're right. It is a little mashmele. I don't know. But unless you can say without, there has to be at least the bracha also. But I'll upon him, this would have been a Thomas Hayra, Psak Din over here. He said that he doesn't have to pay you because he took a stole from you the bracha and the mitzvah, but he gave you a chance to answer amen, which was good enough. The Rosh says a different teretz, which is the Rosh says, without the reasons for any time, he says that he should be potter. The Rosh says, since the father did not want to give the mingle himself, and he was giving it over to another moil, he says, the mingle, the chiyah was on Gans Klai Yisrael. He says, Mamash Kain, the Chanki Yaski Sar. He says, since the father wasn't going to be mingle himself, do I have his Lashon here? He says such a svar. He says that since the father was not doing the mitzvah, I think such a svar. Since the father doesn't want to call him, call yisrael chayav moyel. Since the father doesn't want to mal him, call yisrael chayav moyel. But diba shom av the moyel, just because the father told this moyel to do it, loy zochel a mitzvah lechayav laachem kadmai. He wasn't a special zeich in the mitzvah more than anyone else in Klai Yisrael to Machai, the second guy who chapped the mice.
If he took it from the father, then I guess
yeah. Yeah, if he took it from the mal, then for sure he'd be chayiv. You would have to come up to be in Tamsvars at least. It would be a chiv yitzvah, it would be a chiv knas, and we have to handle the sugyas of knas with man of there. But the Rosh is saying it's not negay the whole thing. Even with man of bias, there won't be a knas over here. Because he didn't steal the mitzvah anyway. The father wasn't maling anyway. And the second guy, he was only chayiv midin Klai Yisrael. And we didn't call Yisrael, everyone, the second world side the same way as the first, so he's not stealing anything. So Mazuch
said, I'm not sure, Reb Chaim, I'm not sure that he means the same story, because it sounds like he's saying that if he wouldn't have made him a shliach, he wouldn't have made anybody a shliach, so then the world side was called, so maybe he had a shaykh. So now that he made him a shliach, how could he do anything else? But he could make the bracha because he has a shaykh to the mitzvah, because if he wasn't the shliach, he would have to do it. So he's saying he can't call him mufka from the mitzvah. He has a shaykh to the mitzvah.
Yeah, I'm going to get to Chaim's Lashon, but the etzem svar, and so you see in the Rosh. The Rosh is saying etzem svar, that since the father doesn't want a mal, the main of the chiv is on Klai Yisrael. And this moil is not being a kind of mitzvah for the father, and the Rosh is saying he's doing the mitzvah as Klai Yisrael. There being a time that does say he chapter the mitzvah from somebody, either from the shliach, he's saying that the father writes to point to the shliach. The father is still the bangboski, the chid is on the father. So this will be mochegus being a time in the Rosh. There's a famous Ramban. That's the way Ramban learns. The reason Ramban and Tisus Rid that they learn that the chiv of the father is not a chiv to mal b'yadayim. The whole chiv of the father to begin with is hishtavlus, to mishtavlus, to be mesada a moel. That's one of the tritzim why it's not a mitzvah sechus man grama. The Tisus the Kasha is mitzvah sechus man grama that looks at night yipata. So time to Ramban, since the whole mitzvah is to be mesada, that you can do at night also. At night you can also be mishtavlus to be mesada a moel for the next day. The main is not called mitzvah sechus man grama. So this Ramban would also be not like this Rosh. Because it's the whole mitzvah is a shtavah, so the father still has a schiv over here. Another guy went and chapter around the whole milah, took away even the shtavah from the father being mesavah the milah. he should be chayim yitzuvin. But the Rosh that holds that since the far is not being mal, the chayiv becomes a ganz klayisol, and the second moil has a chayiv the same way the first moil has a chayiv. The Rosh is achir saying this far that the far is not being moil, there's no chayiv on the far. It becomes a chayiv on ganz klayisol. Mem is the famous shach in Chesh Mishpat, Simshim Pei Beis, that he's medayik from this Rosh, a very similar halacha. The shach talks about he tainas and it bothers him. His lashon is Mishu Moyel ain't a Rishoy Litnis Milin Achal Moyel. He tainas in his times it was happening. He saw people that knew how to mal and they would be mechav. It was a kibbutz. It was a zach as a kibbutz. It was like Siddh Gedushin. People know how to be mechav Gedushin. Maybe they're still mechav with someone else. You do it. Mila also, though, people that knew how to do Mila, fathers that knew how to do Mila, they were mechav to somebody else to do the Mila. And the Shach's time is they're mevatel mitzvah say deraisa. Because the first chiv deraisa is the pasuk in the Torah, is the chiv on the father. And the father goes, there's a kibbutz, someone else to do it, you're giving up your mitzvah mideraisa. You're giving up your mitzvah mideraisa.
That sounds what he was saying. If the mitzvah that he should be nimble, so why
the Shach is not going there. Shach, and he brings on this rush. He brings down this rush because just because you give it to somebody else doesn't make it your chiyuv. So it seems the shach's tain is not on a person that doesn't know how to mal. The shach's whole tain was only on someone that knows how to do mila. If you don't do mila, then the chiyuv is on you, and then your mechuyv do it, and you should not be giving it away to the next person. But
so the
father wants to give it mechaber the zayda. So who was the male? Right, because he did after the shach.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we might have say the chiv is the first name, right? We could go with the kiveg we learned the other week that the meaning is also for the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah was on the zayd also, and there was also, but the father for this comes with some meaning also both reasons, Talmud Torah and meaning. This is the kiveg from the base, right? The Yom Sifraim. Sorry. And the bracha, yeah, but the chayav is just for on the meal also, but it's only on one reason for the meal, not for the main reason of the meal. So the ksois over the Simchat Torah and Beis and other achrayim and the ganze belt seems to learn the shach is saying over here that a chiddush that you cannot have shlichus by mila, because if you can have shlichus by mila, then even if the father knows how to mal, why can't he have ask someone else to be mal b'shlichusay shulchan k'moysay, and he's not mevatas mitzvasay, he's having a shlich do it to him. Since the Shach says that if you know how to mal, if you give it up to someone else, you mevatel the mitzvah, the medayek of the Shach holds, there's no shlichus over here. And they all ask on the Shach, why not? Why shouldn't there be shlichus over here on every mitzvah? What? Which bracha? The al-mi'in? Whoever does the actual mi'in makes the bracha al-mi'in. That's a separate thing. That's the father's bracha. That's the father's bracha. That doesn't go by who's the mo'el or not. Right. But the ksois wants to learn the shach, that the shach is saying that you're not allowed to give away the mingle to somebody else because you're mvatum with tasei. So in fact, the ksois, why are you mvatum with tasei? You've been mekandim with some din shlichus. So the ksois wants to learn from here that there's no din shlichus for mingle. In fact, the ksois, why takanah? So the text wants to say, Shekodech Teretz, he wants to say it with the famous text of Shred. The famous text of Inquisition says, there's no din shlichus or mitzvah shabagufay. There is a din shlichus to shechta kohen Pesach. When it's just the Pesach has to be nishchat, and my shlich shechta for me, that is a din shlichus. But a mitzvah shabagufay, a mitzvah tefillin. Tefillin has to be put on my head. Tefillin has to be done with your body, there's no shlichus. Because if I would make Ruben a shlich to put on tefillin for me, so the text of it explains, it would be midin shlichus. So maybe I put tefillin on Reuven's head. If Reuven does the shlichus, I midin shlichus. So Shukasham can say when he puts it on his own head, it would be as if I put it on his head, but I didn't put tefillin on my own head. I didn't put tefillin on my own arm. So it's still a kaftan and manach tefillin. That's why there's no shlichus for mitzvah shabagufay. It's not shayafik. So say the same thing over here. It's mitzvah shabagufay, but it's zayish rekzayis because the chayav mingla is not a din bedavka be a dayim with his own guf to do it. The chayav mingla is the nifal that the boy is gemal. So zayish rekzayis. Zayish shach also. Why taka is no shlichus by mila? So I was thinking that more poshup shan the shach would be if you taka learn that with the svar of the rush and the svar of Chankiewski seems to say, which I think he means the rush. That once the father, it could be this far as like this, once the father is not being mal, this creates a chiv on Gans Klai Yisrael. Maybe that's the sort of the Shach. Since there's a chiv on the Moel to Mal Mitzad Atzmai from his own chiv, because we didn't call Yisrael, that's why he can't be a Shliach. You can only be a Shliach through the Mitzvah at the end and when you don't have your own chiv. But since he has his own chiv to make sure this boy is Gamal, that's why he cannot be a Shliach. Maybe that's the sort over here. There's an Azaru that says a similar thing. But Gamaisa, what's the in Minig Oilam? Minig Oilam, you could say, a person doesn't know how to mal, he's stuck in Oinus. Maybe that's the real answer. He's stuck in Oinus, and it's stuck in Modnazach, according to this Rosh, and according to Shach of Kamea, when you give you, a person doesn't know how to mal, he gives the boy over to a Moel. The Moel is used to the meaning of Bidin Koy Yisrael, and the father Taka doesn't have a mitzvah. If it's a Zashin, a mitzvah, father, me mal kid, he's not used to the mitzvah. This is what Shach to say. And second of all, why don't we find people at least being Mishtal Tongrin Herdumila? No one even bothers Tongrin Herdumila. Maybe not everyone could do it, but a person knows he's giving up his mitzvah for all his children. The Chayyar, people should, it should be more common that people should learn how to do Mila. Mm-hmm. So they should be able to at least be used to the mitzvah themselves. So I was thinking, it could be Pshad Minig Olam is, and this, you can even put this in the Rush also. Could be Pshad is that this whole halacha that when the father does a mal, and he doesn't know how to mal, the moil becomes mechuyim midin kol yisrael. That's totally in if the moil chooses to do midin kol yisrael. But if the moil wants, he could be mevata on his chiv and not do midin kol yisrael and do midin shlichas for the father. What makes him the one boss to decide all this? It works lechayy. I think it works with mitzvichas kavana. Because first, according to Mandam and mitzvichas kavana, for sure, the moil could have in mind. I'm not being mechaven to be moil midin. The chiyuv of Kol Yisrael. I'm doing it be mechamet to midin shlichus as a father. And even according to Mandama that mitzvahs ain't shlichus kavana, the famous Tosfos in Sukkah that says if you're kavana lehepach, for sure you're not yetzer. Tosfos talks about how do you do the bracha on lulav and esrog over lasi asan. It's medag beinafik beilu mas. As soon as you pick it up, you're yetzer. How do you have to make a bracha before you pick it up? Tosfos says that's in the chain. You don't make a bracha without even holding lulav and esrog in your hand. But once you pick it up, you're yetzer already. So Tosfos' first teretz, famous teretz, is the shahavcha. You turn it upside down, and you're not yetzer, because the mitzvah has to be derech yidumon. Derech yidumon. So you make the bracha when it's upside down, then you turn it over, and you're yetzer. The second teretz is you have kavana lehepach. You take a pick it up straight, but you have in mind, I'm not being yetzer the mitzvah. So Tosfos says, even according to Mandel mitzvahs, ain't shichas kavana, but if you kavana not to be yetzer, you're taking that yetzer. You make the birchas a mitzvah, and then you have in mind, now you have in mind being mechavan to be yetzer. I saw the Chaznish did it that way. The Chaznish Taka didn't do it upside down, he picked it up straight. He's Mechav not to be Yetzer, he made the Birchas HaMitzvah, and he's Mechav to be Yetzer. I think the Welt doesn't do it because we're all nervous about what was a Mechavin, that I was a Mechavin yes to be Yetzer, not to be Yetzer. A little bit hard to control your Machshavas. The Chaznish was Sheilat in his Machshavah, he knew what he was doing, and he did it there. He's Mechav not to be Yetzer, made the Birchas Mechavin yes to be Yetzer. But upon him here also, the Moil, if he says Befeirish, he's Mechavim Befeirish, not to be Yetzer, he wants to be Shlichas, maybe that's what works, then it is B'Shlichas, especially the way we're learning. The whole reason why the Moil cannot do B'Shlichas is because he has his Chiv Atzmai. He has his own Chiv. Since he has his own Chiv, he cannot be a Shliach. But if he's Mechavim not to be Yetzer with his own Chiv, then he thought he could be a Shliach. And it would not be a Bittul Mitzvah Saseh Mitzidai, because the Mitzvah is being done. A bit of mitzvah say, which is an aveir, it's aveir not to do a mitzvah, a commandment from the Eish, not to do it, is only if the mitzvah wasn't being done. But over here, he just changed the dynamics. He changed it to now the father being
yitzchak.
But the other moil can. Here we go. Well, Maisa, that's how it works. And every moil is really always masking this. Whenever we give to a moil, they're masking to mivata on their chiyim, and we make up a
yushchak.
Make a Mashiach, and the Moel's mask. Why does the Moel mask him? Why does the Moel say, I'm a Chimid in Chayisrael, I want to do it for myself, I don't want to do it for you. Why does the Moel do it? Terry says, because I won't give you my son. There's a lot of Moel out there, people do it for Panasa, they're getting paid also. So every Moel is Mavata, and he gives it, and he does it this way. So if that's Pshan the Shach, if that's the Takavi Pshan the Shach, that'll be Pshan the Minigayon. And then as you declare, is a Shaykh for the Moel to be Mecham for both. I think about this again. I want to be Yetzim, Midin Kol Yisrael, Midin Atzmi, that I'm getting a mitzvah. I want you to get the mitzvah also. Can you, Shvaz Lechazoy, can you make it that you want to have in mind a little bit for both, that I'm doing the mitzvah and I'm doing it B'Shlichus? Is this such a mustik? If you say yes, that could be the Mais, the Machaikis, the Dog Mavava, and the Mogan Abram.
How would you shoot the Shach? So that you shouldn't make a mother of Chinoah? How are you doing with the shach? If you know how to do it, why can't you have kavanah to do it for you? Why do you not come in? If you know how to do it, don't.
You mean, I guess the shach holds, you can't do this. You can't just be machava not to do it for yourself, do it for him. First of all, you have to know pshan the shach.
The belt holds that the person knows that the shach is going to be for whatever
reason. Right. But that's the shach. If you want to learn a different pshan in the shach, that the pshan is, because once you have a chiv, I mean, the Kohen Yisrael, you cannot go do it for the shlichas. You have your own chiv. You cannot do shlichas when you have your own chiv. So that's what the shach holds, but minigolin will be. No, you can be my bat on it. Maybe the shach tana was that. I'll tell you. It could be the shach tana was. You medayek in the shach. It could be the shach tana was on the belt that they weren't making a shliach. Let's say the word shliach. They would be mechabit someone. He writes that's the lashon is. They would be mechabit someone else. Maybe the kibbutz was not to be the shlichas. You don't come to chavis the grace of men to be my shliach. You won't be mechabed if it's the guy on the world to be the mob. Kivegi, you don't tell him to be my shliach. That was the problem. People going to be mechabed yen. That's about the shach. Not so, but the enech nevi. Shach will be moed if you made him a shliach and the moel and the kavona. I'm doing not l'shem my chiyuv. The head you not. Then
even somebody that doesn't know how to make should also make sure not to be mechabed.
Oh, yeah. Because maybe people would.
Maybe Musa'il
or Matsyot don't say that on the sea. That's not so bad. But Agavon might not be here with my head, so I'm saying over here, if you want to say that it's shayach to be mecham for both, to do it mitzad, really there's a chiyuv, you didn't call your soul when the father does know haramal, but you could be mecham for both, to be yetzah for yourself, and to be yetzah for the father also, that could be the machlokes of Mogen Avraham and Dogen Mavavah. The Mogen Avraham holds that, you cannot do both. You have to be mecham, you're not being yetzah for yourself, you're only being yetzah for the father, midin shlichas. Is a mingla, that's what the Mogen Avraham holds. You're only doing within shlichas, and we have a mokka from here that even a shlich mitzvah makes a bracha. But the Dogma Vavaka holds, no, you're really being used to both. You're having around your own mitzvah, midin chayisol, and you're also doing it with shlichas of the father. So there's two mitzvahs over here, but there's also mitzvahs atzmai involved over here, since the father can't mal, like Abraham Kinesi explained. Therefore, you're doing it as your own mitzvah, and mingla, that's maybe why there's a bracha mitzvah. You have the right from here that a shlich mitzvah makes a bracha. We have a few minutes for another Indian. And the Gemara Kedushin of Chavtes says that it has three pesukim actually, but the first pasuk of Gemara Dashin is Tanabon Av Chayv Nelo Meiloi. The father is Mechuyav to Mal son. And then the Gemara says another pasuk if the father doesn't Mal son, there's a Chayv on Bezin and Koyis to Mal the boy. And then Gemara the third pasuk. In case Bezdin, because he doesn't mal him, he's a chiv on the boy himself. When he becomes a mitzvah, he's a chiv to mal himself. The mechaschinach, in Mitzvah Beis, he says the Santa Shaila, when the boy grows up, does that take, and he's a chiv himself to mal himself, does that take off the father's chiv? Or does the father's chiv remain? Lamashal, people come out of Russia, where it was Pikuch Nefesh, Mamash, they were sent to Siberia, Mamash Pikuch Nefesh, if they did Mingla, they didn't do Mingla. And the father and the son, the boy's 15 years old, they come to America, place where Baruch Hashem, we could do Mingla. Now the boy's Mechuyav to Mal himself. Does that take off the father's Chiyav, or does the father's Chiyav still remain? And maybe the father's Chiyav is a Kadima, and it'll even be maybe Shtekel Tzvi on the father. They come on, I'm the father, you pay for the Moil. Or do you say that no? Once the son has his own chiyuv, he's already an adult. He's already a gadol. The father's chiyuv is off. You can't money from the father to get the moil. That's mechus chenish chakir. So mechus chenish was being yiraya from the lashon of the brayse. The brayse says a few mitzvahs. Av chayv b'vnoyim moile v'vdoisu l'am deter l'asiyah isha and to marry him off. Tainte mechus chenish. This last mitzvah l'asiyah isha is death is l'chayr even when he's a gadol. And when he's a gadol l'chayr, the boy has his own chiyuv to marry himself off. So even though the boy has his own chiyuv to marry himself off, it still remains the father's chiyuv to marry him off. This mm-hmm. man kind of wants to say that we're right. The same thing by mingla. But I don't know if that's the biggest right, because maybe it's a hakadisa, hakadisa. By marriage, marrying a boy off, since Chazal knew that the normal time to get married is when he's a gadol, and still Chazal put the chiyuv on the father to marry him off, to help him get married. Obviously, with the chazal can be the mitzvah even when the boy has his own chiyuv. But by mingla, no normal cases you're mechuyav before your son's mechuyav. But maybe once the son's mechuyav, maybe that takes off the chiyuv. Then the mechuschinuch was being right from a chinuch, right in the sefer mitzvah shin tzad beis with mitzvah pinyan ben. The chinuch was running with shenim. He he talks about the same shayla by Pidyon HaBen. By Pidyon HaBen, let's say you have a boy who was over bar mitzvah who never had Pidyon HaBen, now he's mechuyev to be paid himself. But these, the chinuch says b'feirish, the father's still mechuyev to be paid him also. The chiv is taken on the son, but the chiv remains on the father also, and the chiv is first on the father, because the father is always the first one to mechuyev to be paid to the Pidyon HaBen. So the mechuyev wants to say, same thing by Mila, you see, he talks about Pidyon HaBen, but mechuyev the same thing by Mila. It's a little bit mashman, but Chinuch is saying, didn't say this halacha by Mila, he said by Pidyon HaBen. They're both not common cases that a boy got so old, became 13, never had Pidyon HaBen, never had Mila. They're both not common. Mila is maybe more common where they could ask for it. Pidyon HaBen is a little easier to do in hiding in secret. But maybe you can make a chilek because there's a svar in achrenim that they want to say that Pidyon HaBen, besides for the mitzvah, it's also the Torah created a chayv mamon. There's a chayv mamon that anyone that has a son owes Sheva Kahuna, owes the Sheva of Kahanim 5 slaying. It's a chayv mamon. There's a different raya to it. I want to bring a raya to it. Maybe others bring it, but I think it's a klar raya from the Mishnah in Bechayrus, Dafman Test. The Mishnah says that Mes HaBen, if the Lamed Yoim, the boy dies, if the Lamed Yoim, Afapishim Nosan Yitin. Even though he didn't give the Heslaim, you still have to give the Heslaim. Even if the baby of one son died after the Chiyah Pidyon HaBen, after the 30th day, and the father never gave the Pidyon HaBen, the Mishnah says, Afapishim Nosan Yitin, go find the Kohen and give him Heslaim. So, what's behind this Mishnah? There's no Pidyon, the baby died. And if there's no Pidyon, no Maisa Pidyon, there's no Maisa Mitzvah. That's why I learned from this Mishnah. This Mishnah is telling you that besides the mitzvah, there's also chay mamon, and that remains. When the baby was born and he reached 30 days, he was telling you a mitzvah and a chay mamon. But again, this as far as the others say also that there's a chay mamon. It's a meaning of even if it's a chay mamon, you can say that's the pshat over here, even though that chay mamon doesn't go away. Just because the boy now became older, now he's mechuyev his own pidyon ben, but that chay mamon that you owe is like haka, that the shibudim, that mamon, that the shibudim remain. That chay mamon remains. That's what's not right for pidyon ben. But maybe by mingo, we talk say such a svar, once the boy has own chiyev, that's mafkiyev the chiyev of the father. The Mechasuch must bring another Santa Raya from the famous Taisa Gedushin, Taisa Taisa Kasha. What the Gemara says, the Gemara is a drasha from Oisev Lo Yisod, the issue is Pukta from Bimal Hasan. The Chiv Ming is only Chiv on the father, not on the mother. The Gemara is a drasha. So like Taisa says, we need a drasha for, why don't you say it's Mitzvah Shez Mangrama? Because the Mitzvah is only at day, not by night. And we know any Mitzvah that's telling in the time, women are Pukta. What is Gemara need a drasha for? And for Taisa says, that Echnami, we only need this drasha according to Blazer of Shimon and Yivamah Safayim Beis that holds that Mingla Shleib is mana, that Mingla after the 8th day is even Balayla. One Mandama that holds that after the 8th day, we don't pass it that way, but one Mandama holds that if the Mingla is late, you can do the Mingla even at night. As a Mingla, it's not Mangrama, because it could be either day or night. And Echnami, according to us that we hold that Mingla is always in the day and night, we don't need a Pasuk. This whole Pasuk we need according to Blazer of Shimon. But then Taisa says, and that's only a teretz for after Yom HaShemini. But why isn't it a mitzvah Zeshman Grama? Because the mitzvah only starts with Yom HaShemini. It's still totally in time. It only starts with Yom HaShemini. That's emphatosis that since Yom HaShemini Behola in Lehefsik, since from the 8th day on, the Chiyuv goes straight, that's where Zeshman Grama. Zeshman Grama has to be, that has a start and a stop. The mitzvah is in the morning until the night. It begins and it ends. That's Zeshman Grama. Over here, Taka doesn't start until the 8th day, but it never ends. The mitzvah, the Chiyuv goes on forever until you do it. If you're going to say that when the boy becomes bar mitzvah, the chiyuv of the father goes off, it should be right this one grammar. Because the chiyuv is like a starts at the 8th day and ends when he's 13. What's the difference if it's how long it is? It becomes one grammar. So from here, you have a right that no, that from this Tosfos, that seems to hold that even after he's 13, the mitzvah keeps on going. That even though the son is on chiyuv, the mitzvah keeps on going. But I was thinking that it's not such a shagaraya because that's not called a Zman Grama. Zman Grama means that the mitzvah is totally in a time. It's not totally in a time. Really, Be'etzin, the mitzvah goes on forever. It's just Dav Acher Garmla. It's that when the boy becomes a mitzvah, his own chiv is matkia the chiv of the father or the mother. But that's not called a Zman Grama. It's something else that takes off, that ends the mitzvah. The boy has his own chiv, that takes off the chiv of the father. But it's not really totally in Zman.
He's only an Arab until he's not a god.
Right, I don't know if that's called Zman Grama. Is normally a mitzvah telling you in the time of Sukkot, the time of Rosh Hashanah, the Tzkiyah Shefa, or the day, or the night. as a time factor. This is not the time factor. It has a time factor of Yom HaShmini. That's a time factor. But when, but the ending time is not really a time factor. It's a din. It's a din that the father, that this boy's chi will take off the father's chi. So maybe this is not the biggest right. Agav on the whole Tosis kasha that the Tosis asks the first of that, why is it in the decision on Grama? Because the chiv is only in the day, not at night. The two Yevon chagiga that the Zayin Rebbeis is the kasha on Tosis that in Chere that's bechanas man Grama. Zman Grama means that he can't mansal. Maybe. That's the whole svara. The whole svara is to say that the boy's chiyev is mafki. Maybe. Yeah. According to that side of the chiyev, I mean, we won't push the chiyev. But they just want to say to Yevon, yes, on the whole taisis, the chayr is man grama means that a mitzvah begins at a time and it ends at a time, and that's the end of that mitzvah. You can never do it again. Well, moshul tefillin. Tefillin is in the day and it ends at night, and then it's gone. First the Hashem didn't do tefillin that day. That mitzvah he missed out. That mitzvah's end. It's finished. The next day is a whole new chiyev. It's not the pshat that the next day you can. It's a whole new. But right, even though you put on tefillin today, you still put on tefillin tomorrow, because tomorrow's a whole new chiyev. Every day is new chiyev. But mila, it's not the pshat. The next day is new chiyev. The next day is a continuation of this chiyev. It's all the same chiyev. So it's not the mangrama. It never really ends. The mangrama means it begins and ends, but this never really ends. It has a hefsek. Is that this is a mitzvah that you can do and that you can't do at night, but tomorrow you could do it. But it's all the same mitzvah. It never has an end. The fact that it's only in day and not night, that's not called Zman Grama. Because it's not a mitzvah that has an ending point. It never has an ending point. It has a time you can't do it, but it's always the same mitzvah. It's not as if that's the Yom Kasha on the other. Obviously, Texas is all the way. Obviously, Texas holds that the cloud, Mr. Zman Grama, is any time you can't do it, that's the Zman Grama. But to even, what's the things on that?